Okay, so last time we had left off explaining Rav Shlomo Zalman. We were in the middle of Rav Shlomo Zalman's Heter, and then, Hurachum. So, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on us, so we'll be able to continue learning. So what happened last time is we had seen that a mustaki is something that is a barrel that the Mechaber describes as an item that's permissible to destroy on Shabbos itself. Let's first start again in the Mechaber and come back to what we were discussing last time to make sure we know what we're referring to. Shin Yud Dalet Aleph, the Mechaber says, Ein binyin v'sira b'kelim, v'hani mili she'ein binyin mamish. Kegon chavish v'nishbar v'dibek shvarel b'zefes. That if you have a barrel that the Gemara in Beis Olam Gimel Mebeis describes as a mustaki, which means a barrel which is weak. When the Talmidim asked me afterwards, does it mean everything that's recycled is automatically mutter? No, only those things that are weak you're allowed to break, because even though we have a rule of Ein Binyin Mistira B'Kelim, that only is in regards to a kli that's weak and not a kli that's strong. So that's what the Mechaber tells us in regards to a mustaki. Now this yesod of a mustaki, so Rav Shlomo Zalman mentioned, is one of the reasons why where we would be allowed to open a can on Shabbos, because the can is considered something weak. Why? Because eventually you're going to throw out. So last night I mentioned that one of the Rabbanim here in the neighborhood, Rabbi Kirschenbaum, sent a letter to Rav Shlomo Zalman 25 years ago where he asked, where he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman that if that would be so then why would the halacha be that it's a mustaki? Because at the end of the day, this is a nice, strong utensil. It's a strong utensil. So if you're going to say that it's a mustaki in the sense that a person won't make a nice Pesach, so that I understand, because people are going to throw out, they're not going to make a nice Pesach. But to say that's not a kli, so then that's a chidush. So Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote back to Rav Kirschenbaum, and he said no. He said that it is considered a mustaki. Why? Because if you throw it out, then that shows that the kli is not chashuv. If you throw it out afterwards. And therefore, just like a mustaki is not chashev because it's made up of different shards, so too, this is not chashev for a different reason, because you're going to throw out, and therefore it's not considered a kli. So that was Rav Shlomo Zalman's chidush of how you're able to open our kelim today. That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman understood. There is a different shita of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had a fantastic chidush in regards to cans. He said, let's say string bean can, corn, pears, canned fruits and vegetables, tuna, etc., sardines. So, well, the Chazon Ish said all of those things, the can is not a kli. Because the can, what do? It's a gush atum, writes the Chazon Ish. It's a closed item. In fact, Rav Nevenzahl quotes this on the next page. I see you're using Rav Nevenzahl's Mishnah Berurah. On Kuf Chaf Aleph on the bottom, Rav Nevenzahl quotes the sheet of the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish says that's considered a gush atum. It's a closed can. It's a closed thing. And therefore, it's not even considered a kli. And therefore, there's no problem with stira b'kelim. The only time there's going to be a problem with stira b'kelim is when you have something that's called a kli. But this is not going to be called a kli at all. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Nevenzahl Yibadal Lachaim question the shita of the Chazon Ish. Rav Nevenzahl will never reject the Chazon Ish, but in the Shmiru Shabbos Kehilchos on Perek Tes Ha'ara Yud, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very sharp kasha, and Rav Nevenzahl similarly in this Ha'ara asked a similar question, and that is that the Chazon Ish was assuming that just because something is closed and it was made just simply to transport and then you throw it out, in such a case it's not called a kli. The Mishnah in Kalim says that tefillin is a kli. Now tefillin, is it made to be opened? Absolutely not. The tefillin bach. Not made. It's made to be closed and to hold it that way, and that's also called the base kibble. That's what Nemesal asks over there, that Ha'ari. He says that at the end of the day, it should be considered a base kibble. Now, the Chazon Ish, though, will say back to Rav Shlomo Zalman, to say it's a mustaki is a little bit of a stretch. He'll say to Rav Moshe Feinstein, where Moshe Feinstein last night taught us that when it comes to the kli, it's considered a klipa. He'll say, no, that's a stretch also. To say that it's considered a klipa, that's also going to be considered a stretch. And therefore, Chazon Ish has his chidush, so each one of these pshatim have their milus and have their chisronos. Ultimately, the bottom line is that Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, that to open up a kli is not going to be a problem if you're going to throw it out eventually. If generally the cans are thrown out, then in such a case, then it would be mutter. The Chazon Ish says that if the can is going to be used afterwards, so then in such a case, then you might have to be choshesh that he's going to want to make a Pesach Yofeh. If you're talking about a mustaki, like Rav Shlomo Zalman had said, then the Gemara in Beitza, Lama Gimel, says we don't have a chashash, he's going to make a Pesach Yofeh. But if we're talking about something that is not a mustaki, so then you should have a chashash of Pesach Yofeh. So the Chazon Ish says that if they throw out the utensil afterwards, that's going to be mutter. There is a debate till this day, what would the Chazon Ish say about a kli that you open up, but you don't empty the contents all the way out. What you do is, you take some of the food, you put it back in the fridge, and when you're finished with it, let's say pickles here in Israel, the difference between pickles in Israel and America is that pickles in Israel are in the metal can, and in America they're in a glass thing. So in Israel, what would you do? You would open up the pickle thing, and then most people don't empty out all the pickles. They take the pickles as per need. Then eventually, when they're done, they're going to throw it out. So if there's a machlokas within the Chazon Ish, what would the Chazon Ish say? The Binyan Shabbos feels very strongly that the Chazon Ish would say that it's mutter. That the only time it's going to be a problem that the Chazon Ish says that we're choshing to make a Pesach Yofeh was in those days, the Chazon Ish says, it was common for people to use the metal afterwards to hold nails. So then in such a case, it's going to be a problem. It's a question how you read the Chazon Ish. Take a look over there, Nun Aleph Yud Aleph. Okay, so this is the heter of mustaki and how it applies halach l'maisa. Let's do a little bit more tonight in regards to the next part of the Mechaber. The Mechaber then says, it's mutter, if it's a mustaki, three lines inside, two lines from the bottom on page 238, ubel vad, on the condition, shelo yichavin lenakva nekev yofesh shielo lepesach. With one condition that he doesn't intend to make a nice hole, that should be a Pesach. Dim kain, havele misakein mane. If you intend to make a nice hole, so then in such a case, that's going to be considered tikkun mane. So here we have that every single time you have a shaila of opening up something on Shabbos, a utensil, there are two shailas that are going to have to be asked. One is a shaila of Stira Bekalim, and the other is actually nothing to do with Binyan and Stira. It's a different halacha called Makah V'Patish. Makah V'Patish means that you're taking a utensil and you're making it more functional, or according to some Rishonim, functional. So then in such a case, that's not Binyan and Stira, that's a Shiloh of Makah V'Patish completing the utensil. And therefore, when it comes to making a Nekev Yofeh, so then one needs to be concerned about that on Shabbos. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Ches, he gives a few examples of what that means. The details we're going to have to leave for next week. But let's take a look at this whole Mishnah Berurah Ches, because he says a lot of important things over here. She'eino sekli, says the Mishnah Berurah. You know what, let's pick up with Kasava Rambam, second line from the top on page 239. If you make a hole that the derech is for it to be used for both entry and exit, like the holes for the tarnagolim, you would put food inside and you would take things out of the chicken coop. It's the derech is for light to come in, and also to have the bad gas go out. Chayim mishum makeh v'patish. That's going to be considered makeh v'patish. And therefore, anytime you make a hole, that's a nekev yofeh, so in such a case, you have a concern of makeh v'patish. Now, if it's lahachnes u'lahotzi, then it's an iser d'oraisa. If, however, it's only lahotzi, so then in such a case, it's going to be aser midrabanan. B'fichot gozru akol nekev filu aser lahotzi lahachnes u'vad. So that is the shita lahalacha. And therefore, a question needs to be asked in regards to milk bags. So a milk bag, let's say you have a milk bag on Shabbos, are you allowed to open it up? So, there are two shailas. Number one is the question of stira bekalim. Are you doing stira bekalim? That's aleph. So presumably it's a mustaki, and that's Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, therefore it's going to be mutter. Now the other shaila is that considered a Pesach that's asui lahachnis u'lahotzi? So the answer is, it's only the hotzi, not lahachit. So it's not nisr d'oraisa. But there's room to argue that should be asr midrabanan, unless you make a larger hole. So that is a big, big question. I'll keep your appetite whetted, and Amir Tashem will pick up with this on Sunday night of next week. One more point. Let's just stay in the Mishnah Berurah before we jump out next week to halacha lemaisa cases. Va'ayim b'magen magen Avram Shabir. The Magen Avraham is actually coming to answer a kasha. The kasha is that in one place the Rambam says that if you make a hole in the chicken coop, the Rambam says that it's going to be an iser of makir bepatish. Yet in another place, the Rambam says that if you make a hole, it's considered bone. So the Magen Avraham says that it depends. If we're talking about a chicken coop that's attached to the ground, so then in such a case, then that would be bona. If, however, it's not attached, so then that's going to be considered makir bepatish. And that brings up another point in terms of halacha lemaisa. And that is that bona is something that you could be more easily violate than when it comes to makir bepatish. Because the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that even if you hang a hook on the wall, so then in such a case, that's going to be bona. Because what do we learn from the Rambam? Any time that you make any small improvement onto the wall, so then in such a case, that's going to be an iser of bona. That's what comes out from this Magen Avraham. Ad kedei kach, that there are some Rabbanim that say to hang a picture on the wall would be an iser d'oraisa of bona. Because you're adding something to the wall. So when it comes to makir bepatish, so then you have, it has to be a Pesach that's also l'hachnas l'hotzi. When it comes to bonet, even if it's not l'hachnas l'hotzi, even if it's one directional, you're adding to the binyan, so then in such a case it's going to be bonet. So here you have a fascinating thing. You have this beautiful base medrash, this big, big base medrash, and beautiful, beautiful building. So if you add it over here, right above me, it says, v'avoscha al tasir mimenu l'olamin. So if you have someone who added the vav to the wall, so then in such a case, he was over bone. According to Rav Nevinsal, he might also be over kosef, because he completed the va'avosfa. So that's an interesting question. In fact, Rav Nevinsal Shlita told me he had a machlokis with Rav Yaakov Katz. The Gemara tells us that if you're mashlim os achas betorah, then you're chayiv. If, let's say, Sefer Torah needs one more letter, and you write that last letter, you're chayiv. So why are you chayiv? Are you chayiv for kosef? Or you chayiv for makir bepatish? But in this case, there's this lechura be pashut that he be l'chol apachos bonim. Maybe according to the sheet who holds makir bepatish would also hold that you're over makir bepatish. So you have to be very careful that even though we learned that makir bepatish is only a hole that's l'hachnas u'lahotzi, minatorah could be a bone koshu if you add anything to a building. So in such a case, that would be bone d'oraisa. I'm not convinced that hanging up the paint, the frame on the wall is bona d'oraisa. But I can hear, the point is a valid point, that once Magen Avraham says that when it comes to the bona, you don't need to have a hole that's also mahachnas l'hotzi, any type of osafa is going to be usher, then there's room to, and that's how the Prima Gaudim explains the Magen Avraham, so then there's room to say that anything that you add to the binyan might be an iser d'oraisa.